Come on, give the Lord some praise here tonight. Come on, if you love Jesus, give him some praise. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, say praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, amen. We're going to go ahead and get right into it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to go ahead and preach a message entitled The Rapture Ready. Amen. Tell your neighbor, are you ready? Amen. I believe that as a church, amen, now is the time to stay ready. Amen. It's always been time to stay ready. Come on, somebody. Amen. But now even more. Now even more so that the church has to be ready for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come on, how many love Jesus here tonight? Amen. We got to be ready. The Bible says in and out of season. Amen. And so if you have your Bibles, if you're taking notes, you could go ahead and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. And we're going to start verse 1. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, right now for your God, Lord, for your presence. Lord, God, Lord, the heavens declare your glory. And Father, Lord, we know that your presence is in this place, Lord, and we give you the glory. We worship you. We love you. And I pray that you would have your way here tonight. Give us understanding of your word in Jesus' name. Everybody says amen and amen. The word of God reads in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. It says, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Paul is giving Timothy, his spiritual son in the faith, the charge. Amen. And he says this, preach the word. Come on, someone say, preach the word. You could be seated if you're standing up. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itchy ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, tell your neighbor, you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist. Do we have any evangelists here tonight? Do we have any soul winners here tonight? Do we have any people that love to go out there to the streets, to the highways and byways and tell people about Jesus? Paul says, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. Amen. Here we see Paul telling his son in the faith to be prepared in season and out of season. In other words, Timothy, you gotta be ready. You gotta be ready come hell or high water. You gotta be ready in the summertime. You gotta be ready in the winter. You gotta be ready during, amen, a pandemic. You gotta be ready no matter, amen, what's going on, and ready for Jesus' appearing. We gotta stay ready, Victory Outreach. We can't get caught slipping. We can't get caught with our hands stuck in the cookie jar, my friend. We can't get stuck in sin and in bondage, amen. Jesus delivered us from Egypt. There is no point in going back. We gotta be ready. Our pastor has been preaching his heart out on the end times. He's been preaching. Not only has he been preaching, but he's been teaching and equipping. And I thank God that we have a shepherd, amen, that is about, amen, doing the work of God, that is about equipping the church. Amen. He's been preaching some powerful messages. And these last messages were on the rapture. Amen. How many believe in the rapture? How many believe that Jesus, amen, he's going to come back for the church? Amen. Jesus is going to come back for the bride. Amen. We are not orphans, my friend. We have the Holy Ghost, but we also have a Savior named Jesus that's going to come back for us. So we got to be ready. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's something about being ready. I said there's something about being ready. Amen. You know, when it comes to being ready, The definition says this. It says the definition of ready is in a suitable state for an activity, action, or situation. A suitable state, or another definition is easily available or obtained within or within reach. Amen. We have to be ready. When it comes down to being ready, you know, I think about, amen, Little Caesars, hot and ready. Amen. Even though I've kind of simmered down a little bit on that pizza because it's nothing but bread. Amen. I'm trying to watch my carbs. Come on, somebody. But I'll have some pizza every now and then. But it just irks me whenever I go to Little Caesars and they advertise that there is pizza that is hot and ready. And you go in there and there is no pizza ready. They said the you're going to have to wait a while. You're going to have to wait 15 to 20 minutes. Come on, somebody. It just kind of gets under my skin. Or, you know, when I first got married. I love you, boo. When I first got married, amen, I come from the men's home. So, you know, in the men's home in the house. Right? When it comes to getting ready for church on Sunday morning or Friday night, amen, I remember I would run the men's home, and if the guys weren't ready to go come 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., my friend, I would leave. And then I would send somebody back to go get them. Huh? And then it's even so because I was always ready. I was taught to be ready. I was taught to be at my post at the, if I was here at 6:30, come on, I was late. I had to be at my post. I had business to take care of. I had to set up the church. I had things to do. But amen. So when I got married, amen, they got to look pretty. They got to look real pretty. And in order to look real pretty, they got to put on makeup. And they got to comb their hair. And they got to straighten their hair. And they got to dress nice and put on the high heels. And they got to get ready. And so at the very beginning of my marriage, it only takes me about 5 minutes. I just throw on my slacks and throw on my shoes, and I don't got no hair to comb. Come on, somebody. So I would say, babe, I'm ready. And then I would have to wait for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Amen. But now I got a little bit wiser. Amen. I don't get ready until she's about 85% ready. Amen. I just chill, drink my coffee, hang out. Amen. Right? A little wiser as you grow. Amen. But there's just something about it. Amen. About being ready. How many remember that song by the Fugees? Ready or not? Uh-oh, come on, don't sing it. I just said if you remember it, right? Amen. Or how about that quote? If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. I said if you stay ready. I'm talking about the rapture, my friend. Because Jesus is going to come, amen, like a thief in the night. You don't know when he's going to come. You don't know the day nor hour, but you do know that you have to be ready. We got to be ready for Jesus. Amen. No matter how much we talk about it or how much we preach about it, staying ready is easier said than done. Not only do we have to be ready for the rapture and Christ's return, but we even have to be ready. Amen. It says, but even if we don't live to see the rapture, we have to be ready because we might even see death. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in Hebrews in chapter 9 in verse 27, it says, just as people are destined to die once and after that face judgment. Right? Everybody is appointed one day, come on, to expire from this life that we are living. Everybody has an expiration date. You might not know that expiration date. You might not know. The Bible says in James, it says, now listen, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or do that. In other words, my friend, tomorrow is promised to no man. Nobody is promised to live past tonight, my friend. You don't know what could happen. So we got to stay ready with our eyes looking for Jesus in the sky. But we also got to be ready for that expiration date, right? Can somebody say amen? Amen. We gotta be ready. See, and so we gotta be ready. Amen. See, we have to understand the Bible says that we're like a mist of air, that we're a fragile type of people, that anything could happen. See, in the average day, all over the world, it is calculated that 150,000 people die globally each day. 150,000 people die every day, and it could be from sickness, it could be, you know, from a terrorist attack, it could be whatever, it could be disease, whatever it is, people are dying and they're stepping into eternity. Tell your neighbor, are you ready for eternity? See, with this knowledge, my friend, knowing that tomorrow's not promised, I think that we have to be a people that we consider that there is a life after this, that there's something called eternity, my friend, and eternity is not just for a season, but it's for all eternity, forever and ever. So we have to be ready, amen, for eternity. Now, for the Christian, my friend, we know that paradise awaits us. Paradise awaits, amen. But the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, it says that there are people that enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. My friend, there is a lot of people that are on the road to destruction. There's a lot of people. And so we have to stay ready. And not only do we have to stay ready, but we got to continue to preach the gospel, amen, to every person in this world. We got to preach online on Facebook. We got to preach at our jobs. We got to preach everywhere we go. And they say that the greatest message is the one that you live. The loudest message is not the one that comes out of your mouth, but comes by your walk, by your testimony. I thank God that we have pastors, amen, that taught me how to keep my testimony, how to guard my testimony, my friend, how to live according to God's word, amen, to value my testimony, my walk with God. It is important that we have to guard our testimony, amen. See, the Bible also says in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready? I want to give you Three things, amen, that will help you get ready. Three things. First, I call it the IRS. Come on, IRS. If we're going to be ready, there's a few things that we got to do. We got to continue to inspect our lives. We have to inspect. We have to evaluate our walk with God. My friend, we have to check up. Also, amen, we have to, not only do we have to evaluate our lives, amen, but we have to make sure that we're serving the Lord, that you're doing something for the Lord. Right there where you're at, amen, I'm just going to go ahead and, amen, I want to pray. I believe that's a powerful message right there, right? Just, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for Jesus? Thank you. Not only do we have to inspect our lives, we have to evaluate our walk with God, but we have to repent. Every single day we have to repent. We have to have a lifestyle of repentance. Remember, IRS, inspect, repent, and the last one is serve. If we're going to stay ready every single day, you got to David, the psalmist, King David said, God, search my heart. Search me and know my ways. Let me know if there's an offensive way in my life. And so that's what we got to do, Victory Outreach. Every single day, you got to inspect your life. You got to evaluate your walk with God. Amen. And there are going to be times, there are going to be days, amen, where you fall short. But the Bible says that a righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. And he gets back up because he knows how to get on his knees. And he knows how to cry out to God. And he knows how to ask for forgiveness. He knows how to spend time with Jesus. He knows how to spend time with Jesus. Not only that, but after he gets back up, he puts his hands back on the plow. He puts his hands back on the plow. If you got hurt, my friend, if you got hurt or something happened and you fell or you went away, you went back to your old ways, my friend, if you still got breath in your lungs, you can ask God for his mercy and come back and put your hands to the plow and serve the Lord. Victory Outreach, amen. I want you to lift your hands right there where you're at. If God spoke to you, amen, lift your hands. I want to pray for you.